Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning. It's good to be back home again. It's always a good time to be back home. If the Lord will be with us this morning, I pray that He is, and I've already felt that in the singing this morning, and it's a good indication, and it's good to see everybody's smiling faces, good to see everybody here. But if He'll be with us a little bit this morning, I'd like to, and I don't want to take too much time this morning, but I do want to be focusing on something that we should be thankful for, because, you know, obviously we've gone through Thanksgiving and we've already heard that we need to be thankful. We don't have to have a holiday set aside to be thankful, but we should be all thankful every single day. But one aspect that I'm just so thankful for this morning, so thankful for, is the mercies of God. His mercy. I'm thankful for grace. I'm thankful that He's chosen a people out, but brothers and sisters, this timely salvation that we have, each and every day we need His mercy. I'm so thankful that He is a long-suffering God. I'm so thankful that He's not like me. If He was like me, I'd be gone a long time ago. So the mercies of God. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." When's the last time you thanked the Lord for His mercy? When's the last time you thanked the Lord for having mercy on you? If the Lord has had mercy on you, and I believe He has because you're here on a Sunday morning. There's plenty of other places you could be, but you're here. You're wanting to be here with God's people. If the Lord has blessed you and been merciful to you, remember, His mercies are new every morning. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I'm so glad that He doesn't hold what I did yesterday against me. Because of His mercy. It's new every morning. And His compassions, they fail not. So many times in the Scriptures we see that the Lord, throughout His earthly ministry here, somebody had a problem and it said that He had compassion on them. He had compassion on them. Brother, that's one of our emotions, isn't it? Compassion, having feelings for somebody. I'm so thankful that He actually has feelings. When's the last time you thanked Him for having those feelings? When's the last time you thanked Him for having compassion on me, a sinner? But He says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." I'm so thankful for His mercy upon us. Each and every day. And I was kind of looking up some definitions of mercy. And I tell you, the way the technology is today, you could just find definition after definition after definition. But the one that really drawed to me was mercy. Kind or forgiving treatment of someone who could be treated harshly. Kind or forgiving treatment of someone who could be treated harshly. If you understand the condition that this depraved nature is, and how we are by nature, is there anything other than that that could be judged harshly? I am a hell-deserving sinner, but by the mercies of God. By the mercies of God, I am not consumed. Like I said earlier, when is the last time you were thankful for the Lord for His mercies? It's a big subject, but like I said, I won't try to take too much time. I'm trying to move along. In Psalm 136, I just love this psalm right here. It says, it starts out with, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." And if you'd look, every single verse ends with his mercy endureth forever. Thanks be unto God. His mercies are so great, but they endureth forever. There's not going to be a time when the Lord says, you know what, that's it. No more mercies, forget it. I deserve that. I deserve that. I deserve it 100%. But his compassions, they fail not, and his mercy endureth forever. Brethren, we have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Even if we're going through trials and tribulations of life, there is still one thing. If you only have to have one thing, my God had mercy upon me, disposed his grace upon me. My God is so good. God is good. That's enough to be thankful for is in itself. God is good. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And the psalm ends with the same thing. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, unto God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. In verse 23, it says, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Again, oh, give thanks unto God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Brethren, I don't know why some people go through this life the way they do, why they have to struggle, why they have to go through some trials that they are going through, why they have to suffer like they do. But I do know that the same God that has been merciful to me can be merciful to you. And his mercies, they fail not. His compassions, they fail not. And his mercy endureth forever. So when's the last time we got down on our knees and thanked the Lord for his mercy? You know, that's one of the things I think that kind of gets kicked over to the side, because especially, you know, Primitive Baptists, we're all about the grace of God, which is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downplay grace at all. Amen for grace. I didn't deserve that either. But remember, his mercies are a daily thing that he does for us. His mercies are new every morning. Remember, the psalmist said he daily loadeth us with benefits. Now remember, God is love, right? Without that love, there would be no mercy upon us. Without that love, there would be no compassion towards his people. A compassionate and loving God is who we serve. Oh, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There should be that reverential fear of the Almighty. But I'm so thankful for the compassion that the Lord has, because they fail not. And his mercy endureth forever. So when's the last time you were thankful for that? And real quick, in Luke chapter 17, do you remember Luke chapter 17 when the ten lepers, in Luke chapter 17, verse 11, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Because you know that? They had to stand afar off. They had to go about their way yelling, unclean, unclean, don't come near me, don't touch me. What a way to live. Alone. About the only thing you could have companionship with was another leper. So it was bad. But they stood afar off. Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that they went, and they were cleansed. Cleansed, just like that. You believe that? This horrible disease that you've had maybe your whole life, and you've had to be by yourself or just with other people of your disease. This horrible existence. But now it's just cleansed. It's gone. Wouldn't you be thankful? Wouldn't you be just shouting happy? I think I would be. Then it says, verse 15, and one One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? You know, that's what we commonly refer to as the 10%. Hopefully, we're among that 10%. Hopefully, we're among that thankful people. The mercies that the Lord has bestowed upon us, the healing that He gives us each and every day, the benefits that we receive from His bountiful table. Are you thankful this morning for the mercies that He poured upon us? If we're not, we need to change our heart. We need to change our mind, change something. You know, I've always heard, well, people don't change. Brethren, if God has had mercy upon you, you can change. It may take some effort. It may take some doing. But it's worth it. He's worth it. Remember, a thankful heart can change your lifestyle. I'm not saying it's going to be a bed of roses, but you can have that inner peace and be thankful to the Lord. And don't you know, just like a parent, when their child is thankful to their parent and obedient and acts right, more mercy is given to them. How much better would our Father in heaven give unto us? You know, Romans chapter 12. I think I could quote it, but I'd just rather read it to get it right. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It is a reasonable service. Anything that He has laid out for us to do, granted us to His word to help us along our way, anything that He has told us to do is a reasonable service. He hasn't told us to go nail yourself to a cross and suffer the wrath of God. No, that's what He did for me. I don't have to endure that. He didn't say you messed up too much and you're X'd out no more. You're going to be separated from me forever. No. But He did endure separation from His Father. For me. For me. For you. Brethren, if that's not mercy, having bestowed upon me an undeserving, hell-bound sinner, when's the last time you were thankful for His mercy? So it says, by the mercies of God, present your body as a living sacrifice. Brethren, there's so much of this life that we could be pouring ourselves into His service. There's so many aspects of our life that we can look back and say, well, I wasn't working so much in the kingdom. I wasn't pressing in like I could have been. There's too many times that I was lazy. There's too many times that I didn't do as I should. I know, because I'm there. I'm there. But again, His mercies are new every morning. His compassions, they fail not. Even upon me, a lazy sinner. Thanks be unto God, we have a God that is merciful. Amen. And today I want to be thankful for His mercies. Amen. And if nothing else, just remember, be thankful for His mercy. May the Lord bless you.